And good afternoon from Burlington, Iowa. Game two of our trip to Southeastern Iowa Community College for this two-day tournament. Today, the Grizzlies will play the host team, the Blackhawks, from Southeast Iowa. I'm Harlan Hutchison in the studio, Dylan Groves, as we prepare for game number two today on the campaign. And the Grizzlies will be going up against a really good team, Southeast Iowa. They won their game yesterday by beating John Wood Community College 75-67. The Grizzlies, meanwhile, in the opener, lost to Des Moines Area Community College, one of the best Division II teams in the country. They lost that game yesterday 86-78, and today Des Moines just buried John Wood College by a final of 94-65. And the Grizzlies will go home after tonight's game. And then we will be headed the direction of West Plains, getting ready for a ball game, the home opener on Tuesday night, when the Grizzlies will be taking on Linkier Prep. And then it's back to the road next weekend, when the Grizzlies will go to Moberly for a pair of games there against Wabash and then Southwest Illinois. So there will be two good opponents there. And the Grizzlies, hopefully, as we go into that play, will have a couple of wins under their belt. This will be tough today. A tough trip against two tough teams. The Grizzlies try to get in the win column for the first time this season today. Southeastern is 1-0, Grizzlies 0-1. And the starters for this basketball game, as the teams come to the sidelines, we'll take a timeout, and we'll give you the starting lineups and the tip-off. Coming up next, the Grizzlies going up against the Blackhawks in 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's time to fire it up for fall with a full line of Steel Outdoor products. Save $50 on select AK battery sets and save $50 on select blowers and chainsaws. Plus, check out all the Steel trimmers and accessories. Stop in our West Plains and Thayer stores today and save.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Here in the rugged Ozarks, you need a truck that's as tough and works as hard as you. It's truck season at Bailey Chevrolet, the perfect time to find your new truck. Built strong for the rugged outdoors, your tough truck is waiting. Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey from Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come in today and put the Bailey factor to work for you. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks with a team of seven dedicated providers.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Starting lineups for this basketball game. First of all, for the MSU West Plains Grizzlies, coached by Jared Faith. Starting five will be Ryan Richardson, 6'5 sophomore from Hollywood, Florida. Erzi Hanami, a 6'4 sophomore from Windsor, Ontario. Ethan Smith, 6'8 sophomore from Laurel, Maryland. Zaheem Jackson, 6'3 sophomore from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Lionel Kimwimba, 6'8 sophomore from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now the starters for the Blackhawks of southeastern Iowa. Their starting five will go like this. Jalen Hooks, a 6'7 freshman from Indianapolis, Indiana. Shamar Evans, a 6-foot sophomore from Indianapolis as well. Insley Carroll, 6-foot-2 sophomore from the St. Croix, Virgin Islands. Marquise Lewis starts up front. He's a 6-7 sophomore from Burlington, Iowa. And Mekhi Grant, a 6-foot-9 sophomore from Charlotte, North Carolina. And those are the starters for the ball clubs. The head coach is Lorenzo Watkins for southeastern Iowa. The Grizzlies today are going for team win number 628 in program history. We're 627 and 368 going into play today. The Grizzlies will be in the white with red numerals, blue and red trim. And the Blackhawks will be in the black with red trim and white numerals. Fair crowd here for an early start time. Here we go, Grizzlies and the Blackhawks. Grant jumps center with Smith, and it's won by Grant. This ball game is underway. Out top high, left side. Pull-up shot for a two is no good. And the rebound to the Grizzlies. They control with Zaheem Jackson. He gets it in the front court. After the miss by Insley Carroll. Grizzlies on offense. The Blackhawks playing his own defense right now. It would appear hard to tell right now as they match up. Zaheem dribbles into the middle, kicks it outside. Erzi at the point, left wing. Here's a three ball, no good. Rebound is long to the corner, and Lionel Kimwimba had it, lost it, got it back. Hands it off to Zaheem. Penetrates, steps through. Pull up shot is good. Zaheem Jackson gets the first basket of the ball game, and he gets it for the Grizzlies. It's 2-0. 1 minute play. Dean Smith would say, now let's quit. Miss Odino. Shamer Advance hits it over to the right corner. Advance has it to the point, to the left wing. Dribble to the elbow. Ball knocked away by Jackson for the Grizzlies. Now a drive down the lane, laid up and in by Insley Carroll. Ball was deflected and loose, picked up by Carroll, and he just went to the basket. We're tied at 2-2. Way out right side, three ball, back iron, hit top the backboard, dead ball. Zaheem took one from, and wasn't quite as far as Moberly, but it was a long shot. Tie game at 2-2. Jaden Jefferson or Jalen Hooks, that is, will throw the ball inbounds here. On the left side, Grizzlies in a straight man-to-man. On the right side, lob pass to the low block. Go back it down with Grant. Goes in, dishes it off. Pass outside, bad pass stolen away, but it's stolen right back. Pull up from 12 feet, back iron shot, no good. And the ball is loose, picked up by Ethan Smith for the Grizzlies. They come back up the right side, don't have the numbers. 3-on-4, they'll hold it up. On the right side, now to the right point, Ethan Smith. 6'8" from Maryland, alley-oop inside, ball deflected, picked up inside, put up and in by Kumwimba. Lionel Kumwimba with excellent hands that time. Caught a really tough pass, brought it into himself, and laid it in with the right hand from the left side. It's 4-2 now. Grizzlies on top by two. Now ball knocked away and stolen. Grizzlies come away with it. Up the right sideline. Ryan Richardson over to Zaheem Jackson. I will call him Z-Jack for short, or on the right side. Ethan Smith dribbles, hands it. Nope, keeps the dribble alive. Kicks it cross court. Zeem to the left corner. Z-Jack gets it over to Ergy. And now travels. No, double dribble with the basketball. Turnover number two on the Grizzlies. Four two score. Grizzlies 5-2 in Burlington, Iowa. Southeastern not ranked in the preseason top 25. They did get votes. They're a good ball club. Free throw line. Pump fake by Grant. Now on the left side. Bounce pass to the point. Dribbling down the lane all the way in from 7 feet. Up and good by Jalen Hook. 6'7" kid hit a little floater down the middle of the lane. Out front. To the right corner, Ethan Smith drives the baseline, wraparound pass, far side, tipped out of bounds by the Blackhawks, 16 on the shot clock, tie game at 4-4, with 16-18 to go in the first half. Ryan Richardson will throw the ball in for the Grizzlies in the corner, gets it in, here's a quick shot for a three, and that's good by Ethan Smith. The 6'8 kid stepped out from long range on the left side. And Ethan has the bucket, first three of the ball game, made by the 6'8" postman for the Grizzlies. Into the middle of the paint, back out on the wing. Open shot for an open three is up and good. Inslee Carroll makes his second field goal. That was an uncontested three from the right wing. We're tied 7-7. Zaheem Jackson dribbles through to the baseline. Double team, wraparound pass. Richardson lofted it out of bounds. Zaheem tried to dribble through three black shirts and dish it across. And Ryan tried to come up with it, but stepped on the baseline. On the right sideline, now back out to the point. Curling over the top, hooks. Pass across, ball is tipped out of bounds by Zaheem Jackson for the Grizzlies. And that'll stop play. Shot clock says 19. Javian Downey is checking in for the Grizzlies. He'll come in for Zaheem Jackson. Javian Downey from Canada. So 40% of our lineup right now is Canadian. At the point, he'll dribble it across. On the left side, Carroll pulls up, kicks it across. Now the right wing, long three, and that's no good. Lionel Kumwimba gets the rebound for the Grizzlies. Jamie Downey brings it up on the bounce with the right hand up the middle of the floor. Drifts over to the right sideline, gets a high screen from Lionel. Dribbles in, kicks it across. Ethan Smith has it. Dribbles through to the baseline, stops the dribble. Now lost it again, picked back up, and a whistle and a foul will be called on Southeastern. The foul's on Inslee Carroll. That'll be the first. And we'll get sharpshooting Jake Sage in the lineup for Ergy Hanami with 15:02 to go in the first half. Tie game at 7. Ethan Smith on the inbound with 20 on the shot clock. off a screen. Stage to the right corner, bounce pass in the corner. Wraparound pass as he was falling out of bounds. Ethan Smith throws it away. Fourth turnover on the Grizzlies. Pass low block to the right corner. Open shot. Nope. Closed out. Down the lane. Here's the drive. Now to the point. Carroll has it. Left-hand dribble to the left corner. Open shot for a three is good. Marquise Lewis with the three ball, and that gives Southeast the lead of three, 10-7. Ethan Smith has it. Man-to-man by the Blackhawks here. Backdoor cut. That pass stolen away. Pass up ahead. Step through. Left-hand layup is good. Jalen Hook. The 6'7 sophomore from, or freshman from Indianapolis, Indiana. 12-7 ball game. Five in a row scored. Now another bad pass across court is stolen. Again, Hook has it. Already six turnovers on the Grizzlies here in the first 6.5 minutes. Across the lane, left-hand shot is up and in by Grant as he cut across from right to left with the left hand, and a timeout called by the Grizzlies. Seven in a row scored by the Blackhawks, and they lead this game by 7, 14-7, 13:43 to play in the first half. A one-minute timeout. Back in a minute on KDY.
Dr. Greg here from Hirschfeed Parts Department, West Plains Store. Quality is our business. Quality only happens when you care enough to do your best. We are proud to say we have kept you rolling year after year for 50 years, setting the standard of being the number one source of all brands of lawnmower and ag equipment parts for the last 75 years of production is what we have strived for. Quote of the day, work hard in silence, let success make the noise. There is a warning though. My number one parts customer service team may cause excessive smiling because cracking jokes will bring humor, and sometimes that's the best lubrication.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Blackhawks have scored 7 in a row as they lead the Grizzlies 14-7. First half here in Burlington, Iowa. And though this is a tournament per se, this is a true road game for the Grizzlies. Richardson in the backcourt. Grizzlies have the basketball and have substituted. We've got three new people in the lineup. In the left corner, there's one of them. As Blaine Harris gets it outside on the right side to Jake Sage. The Kickapoo stand out, gets it over. Shot clock, step back, Richardson for a three. That's an air ball, and that'll be a turnover. Blackhawks are very good defensively inside. Yesterday, though, the Grizzlies, in a full game, had 9 turnovers unofficially. They already have 7 in this one. Turnovers was something that we really fought last season. To the high post, Hooks has it, puts it on the floor, dribbles all the way in, right-hand scoop shot is up and good. Jalen Hooks at 6'7". McKee Grant at 6'9". Their presence inside. And it's now 16-7. Bounce pass high post. Blaine Harris dribbles across. Pull up. 10-foot shot. Back iron won't go. Tipped up. Ball far to the corner. Picked up by the Blackhawks. Jaden Roach in the lineup for the Grizzlies from Miramar, Florida. Played in the post, to the point, to the right corner. Step back shot for a three is good. Jamar Avance with his first basket. And now it's 19-7, and we've got to start working on not getting blown out of this game. Javian Downey drives the left side of the key, and he'll be cut off and fouled on the shot. that time by Shamar Avance. First foul on him. Second foul call on the Blackhawks. No fouls called on the Grizzlies so far. So now Javian Downey gets to the line. Yesterday we shot a big 57% from the free throw line. Not too good. Free throw here is good. Javian Downey with his first point. He had three yesterday in the game against Des Moines. 19-8 score. Grizzlies now have Jake Sage, Ryan Richardson, Javian Downey, Blaine Harris, and Jaden Roach out there. Here's the next one. Good. I talked to Jaden last night at the hotel a little bit. Good kid. Nice kid. Tried to compliment him on how well he played yesterday and seemed kind of embarrassed by that. He'll get over it. Backdoor cut. Underneath, kick to the left corner. Open shot for a three is no good. Ball will be tipped out, but a foul over the top. Going for the rebound. Makai Grant will be called for his first. Team foul three now on the Blackhawks. They also will substitute in the lineup Isaiah Sullivan comes in, 6'7 sophomore from Connecticut. So they've got a nice rotation of size out there, and right now they've got Hooks at 6'7 and Sullivan at 6'7. Sullivan made an eye-popping play here yesterday on a offensive rebound. He followed the ball, bounced back over his head. He reached back, cocked it with one arm, and threw it down. Turnover Grizzlies as they try to dribble through the double team. Pass up ahead, baseline, lean-in shot, no good. Put up, and the rebound is going to be a foul called on that. And the Grizzlies will pick up their first personal foul. That'll be on Jaden Roach. Right now, the Grizzlies are searching for a combination that can score some points. 11-12 to go in the half. And the first free throw here is good. Back in the ball game for the Grizzlies will be Zaheem Jackson. And the next try here for the left-hander, Carroll, is good. Inslee Carroll now has 7 of their 21, 21-9. Zaheem has it out front. Dribbles over, cut off. Dribbles down the left side of the key. Fadeaway shot is good. Boy, tough shot. I mean tough. Fading away on the left baseline, away from the defense, and Zjack knocks that one in. He has 4. 21-11. Baseline turn on the cut, and a whistle. We'll have a foul call before the shot. Isaiah Sullivan. Blaine Harris will pick up his first foul. Riley Whitaker will check in for the Grizzlies for Blaine. And now Shane Glass will check in for the Grizzlies. And it'll be played underneath by Southeast. They lob it to the middle of the lane. Here's a catch, hook move, shot off the board, no good, tipped up and in, and good. Prophet Seals will get credit for the tip-in, and right now they are really dominating inside. The Grizzlies have Lionel Kamwimba back in the ballgame now. Sean Glass out front. Over on the left side, on the wing, Riley Whitaker. At the point, Sean Glass with an up fake. Back over, Riley's got an open shot for a three. That is way too hard. Rebound putback. No good by Lionel Kamwimba, but he got fouled on the play. And he'll get to shoot two. So Sean Glass and Zaheem Jackson are the guards. Lionel Kamwimba up front with Urji Hanami and Riley Whitaker. First free throw for Lionel is no good. Back in the lineup now, Marquise Lewis for the Blackhawks, who have a 12-point lead. Next try is good. In the front court, 23-12, Blackhawks lead it at the right elbow, back out to the right point. Grizzlies playing straight up man-to-man to the high post. Avant has it, puts it on the floor, step back, fall away with the two-handers, no good. And the rebound rims out, taken by Riley Whitaker. Grizzlies get a stop. Cut into this lead a little bit here, backdoor cut. Kamwemba, tough catch, kicks it in the corner. Riley for a three, in and out. And the rebound, Prophet Fields has it for Southeastern. Up the left side, pass to the far right corner. Step across for a three, it's up and good. Shamar Avance with his second three. 26-12. Bad trend, especially when you're playing a true road game. Zaheen Jackson on the baseline. Double team, steps through, up and undershot, no good. Tipped out long, loose on the floor, picked up three-on-one break for the Blackhawks. Lob it across, Avance lays it up and in. Timeout. And it's getting away here with 8:52 to go in the first half. Southeastern with a lead of 28-12 on the Grizzlies. And they have been outscored 21-5. Here over the past 6 minutes. Timeout on the floor. Back in a minute on KDY.
Bailey Shipping GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Here in the rugged Ozarks, you need a truck that's as tough and works as hard as you. It's truck season at Bailey Chevrolet. The perfect time to find your new truck. Built strong for the rugged outdoors. Your tough truck is waiting. Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey from Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come in today and put the Bailey Factor to work for you. And together, let's drive.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
This game was tied at 7-7 with about 15 minutes to go. And since then, as I said before the timeout, the Blackhawks have outscored the Grizzlies 21-5. And now back to play with Sean Glass bringing it up for MSU West Plains from right to left in the white. Gets it back to Zaheem Jackson, left point, Urji Hanami. In the right corner, Glass for three, and it's good. Sean Glass. Grizzlies make their second three of the game. 28-15. That'll tighten it up quick if you can make a few of those. Blackhawks on offense. Prophet Fields at the right, at the point to the right wing. Get it over to Jalen Kane just in the ball game now. Baseline, Fields is cut off. The Grizzlies may be in zone, and they are. Down the right side of the key, and we'll have a push-off foul on Zaheem Jackson. That'll be his first foul. He fouls three. And now it'll be Blackhawk basketball from underneath. Let's see if the Grizzlies subbed out here. It looks like Ryan Richardson is back in their lineup now. And here we go, back to play. And a holding foul is going to be called on the inbound play. Sean Glass picks up the foul. First on Sean, team foul number four on the inbound play in the right corner. He'll double team the ball, bounce pass to Fields. Whistle offensive foul. Great job that time by Riley Whitaker, who cut on the baseline, got a step, and got in front of him to draw the foul. believe that was Marquise Lewis that drew the charge. So the Grizzlies will have the basketball down by 13 with 8 minutes to go in the first half. First half hasn't gone very well, but there's so much time. Zaheem Jackson gets in the lane, lost the basketball, loose ball tied up. Now fight for it, bounce it off of the leg, out of bounds. And it'll be Blackhawk basketball. So already here today, after 13 minutes, the Grizzlies have as many turnovers as we had after 40 minutes in yesterday's game. So we've got to clean that up. Blackhawks have just two turnovers. On the right side. Now over on the left, over a high screen. Down the key, they'll move it back outside. Kick it to the left corner. Prophet Fields open for a three. That's an air ball. Z-Jack has it. Zaheem in the backcourt. Crossover dribble. Kicks it over on the right side. Sean Glass steps back. He'll shoot another three, and that's good. Sean Glass shooting us back in it a little bit here. 28-18. A 16-point game is down to a 10-point game. And the Grizzlies are in a zone, so we'll see if that helps. At the point, Fields down the key all the way. Goes up, forced it, missed it, got fouled. He'll shoot two. 6:58 to go in the first half. Sean Glass with his second. And ideally, you don't want him to get that third foul before halftime. But my gosh, when you get in a hole early like this, chances are you're going to have to leave him out there. Because we've had trouble finding shooters in the first half. First free throw here for Prophet Fields is good. He has 3 points. Zaheem and Riley Whitaker will come out. Javian Downey and Jake Sage will come in for the Grizzlies. They're out there with Lionel Kamwimba, Ethan Smith, and Ryan Richardson. And the free throw, second is good for Fields. He has 4. Full court pressure now by Southeastern. Grizzlies up, down by 12, 30-18. Ethan Smith up the right side on the dribble. Feeds it across. Gets it to Richardson, left side. Three ball by Jake Sage. Rims off. And the ball rebounded on the weak side that time by Jalen Kane. Bounce pass underneath. Ball fumbled away and lost. And Blackhawks finally commit another turnover. That's just 3 here in the half. Javian Downey up the front court, left sideline to the right wing. Gets it to Ethan Smith, hands it back to Ryan Richardson. Screen going left, goes that way, now reverses. Good defense by the Blackhawks here in the first half. They've made it tough to score. 30-18, Grizzlies with the ball with 7 on the shot clock. Ryan, far right side, touch pass over. Downey drives all the way in, right-hand scoop shot. Partially blocked out of bounds. It'll save the Grizzlies, but the shot clock went off. There's going to be 1 second on the shot clock. So it's a catch it and shoot it. Here's the inbound play. It's going to go back court. Shot clock violation. It's funny, after the game yesterday and even today when we were talking, the word turnover never came up because it wasn't an issue at all yesterday, really. Today it has been. That accounts for a 12-point deficit. On the right sideline now, Jalen Hooks kicks it to the front, now on the right wing. Down the key all the way, left-hand running layup is up and in by Inslee Carroll. He has 9 points. That time he took the ball to the rim. And it's 32-18. Ryan Richardson. Left side down. He splits the D all the way. Right hand shot is up. No good. Blocked out of bounds. McKee Grant came from the weak side. And at 6'9", he's plenty big enough to do that. He is a sophomore from Charlotte, North Carolina. Now it'll be Grizzly basketball from underneath, 11 on the shot clock. Down 32-18. Ryan Richardson, the inbound play. Gets it way out near midcourt. And Jake Sage, a smart play as he shielded the defender off, let the ball go backcourt, and then chased it down. Jonathan White in the ball game for the Grizzlies. 4 on the shot clock. Step back. White shoots. Partially blocked. Shot clock violation. The second in a row for the Grizzlies. Just not paying attention to the situation there with 4 on the shot clock. Didn't have any choice. Just had to jack it up there and the shot got blocked. So with 5:15 to go, we have to clean up the court. And the Blackhawks will play it in with a 32-18 lead. Out front, Inslee Carroll. Into the high post. Hooks pulls up. His jump shot off the front iron, no good. Rebound, Ryan Richardson. High in the air with that one. Pulls it down with two hands. He comes back with the dribble up the middle of the floor. Dribbles to the right. Keeps the dribble because Jake Sage couldn't get to the ball. Ethan Smith goes in. Gets hung up in midair. Ball is knocked away and stolen. Feed it up ahead. Feed it back. You know, one-hand lay-in is good. Avant gets away, and he's got 10. Well, 34-18. Jaden Roach back in the ball game. Jake Sage had it knocked away. Gets it up. Jonathan White, Ryan Richardson, 3. Right wing, good. Ryan Richardson with a huge shot. 34-21. Long pass left side. McKee Grant will shoot a long 3, and it's no good. And the rebound over the back. Hooks got it. Now they lob it inside. Grant gets it. Bounce pass in. Layup no good. The foul on the Grizzlies, Ethan Smith. As Brady Martin will go to the line for the Blackhawks. Grant clearly went over the back for that last rebound, but he had 3 sets of eyes in striped shirts watching, and nobody said a thing. Timeout on the floor with 3:53 to go in the first half. The score, the Blackhawks 34, the Grizzlies 21. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price. Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Brady Martin for the Hawks makes the first free throw, misses the second. Jaden Roach gets the Grizzly rebound. Deep in the right corner, open shot for Blaine Harris. No good. Tipped over. Jaden Roach couldn't get to it in time. And it'll be Blackhawks basketball. Blaine Harris, Jonathan White. Jonathan out there for the first time today. Sean Glass will be checking in a moment for Jake Sage. Jonathan White, 6'1 freshman from Columbia, South Carolina out there. Sean Glass comes in for Jake Sage out there along with Ryan Richardson, Jaden Roach, and Blaine Harris. High post. They pass inside. They'll cut off Martin, or Lewis, that is. Up and under shot is up and good. Keith Lewis now has 5. 37-21. Richardson, left wing. Jonathan White, left corner. 13 on the shot clock. Richardson drives in, gets cut off, and a blocking foul will be called. And the foul is against Jalen Kane. That'll be his first foul. Team foul 6 on the Hawks. Jaden Roach and Ryan Richardson come out for the Grizzlies. Urji Hunami comes in along with Kamwimba. Left corner, back outside. Right elbow, it's Urji to the left point. Glass, another long three ball off the back iron. Rebound comes high and is taken down by Jalen Kane. Southeastern on offense with 2:48 to go in the half, 37-21. Southeastern with a commanding 16-point lead at the left elbow. On the floor, Hooks goes up inside. Missed it. Rebound, Sean Glass. Sean spins to the middle. Fadeaway jump shot. No good. Good block off on the weak side for Southeastern that time. And pulled away by Ansley Carroll. He'll bring it all the way up to the right side. Back out it goes on a pass to the interior in the left corner. Here's Isaiah Sullivan. He lost the basketball on the dribble, and now players tie up for it. And it'll be a jump ball call. It'll be Grizzly basketball. So that'll give us a second to get things cleaned up. On the court, we have two players wallowing around down there. Sean Glass will come out in favor of Jake Sage with 2:08 to go in the half, 37-21. This game was tied at 7. Since then, Southeastern's outscored the Grizzlies 30-14. On the right wing, Jake Sage will shoot one from the right side, no good. Ball tipped out long. Hustle for the basketball. Jake got to it and got it. How did he do that? Cross-court pass. Urji Hunami. Jonathan White, left corner. Step back. Harris over to Jake Sage, who is going to be fouled going for the loose ball. Defender reached right over the top that time. Trying to take it away, and Shamir Avance will be called for the foul. That'll be his second. Now put the Grizzlies on the line. And anytime we can get Jake Sage up there shooting free throws, that's not a bad thing for the Grizzlies. Jake had 17 yesterday. And he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He was our Don's Auto Service player of the game yesterday. So the freshman from Springfield will get a chance to make this 14-point game. And the first one is good. Jake Sage gets back to the line, gets the ball, takes his time, takes a breath. And good again. Jake Sage with 2 free throws. It's 37-23. Grizzlies back down by 14. Let's see if we get this down to maybe 10 by halftime to the high post. They'll move it back outside with Sullivan. Down the left corner. Hooks has it. Takes a drive. Kicks it low block. Fields posts up, feeds it across, right-hand shot, won't go. Good rebound on the weak side that time by Zaheem Jackson up the right side. Z has it, he'll hand it off. Jake Sage at the point, behind-the-back dribble, dribbles down, lost the ball. Still loose on the deck, and we'll get a foul going for the loose ball. That will be on Jake Sage. To go with turnover number 13, on the Grizzlies. Jonathan White will come in for Jake with a minute to go in the first half.
Into the game
So 1 minute go in the half. The Grizzlies will sub Jonathan White in for Jake Sage. It'll be Jonathan with Zaheem Jackson, Lionel Kimwimba, Urji Hunami, and also in the lineup, Jalen Hyson, 6'8 kid. Excellent athlete. And the next one is the free throw is no good. Down the key, a driving layup up, no good. Good effort by Zaheem, but he drew some contact. And he'll get to the line and shoot two. That foul call against Marquise Lewis. That'll be his first foul. Free throw shooter, Zaheem Jackson for the Grizzlies. First try, good. Five points for Zaheem here in the first half. Grizzlies down 13, 37-24. One more try, and now we'll get a line or lane violation. They're going to call it on Jalen Hyson. I didn't see what he did. Timeout going to be called by the Blackhawks. 50 seconds to go in the first half. With a score, Blackhawks 37, Grizzlies 24. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Herschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Herschfeed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's time to fire it up for fall with a full line of Steel Outdoor products. Save $50 on select AK battery sets and save $50 on select blowers and chainsaws. Plus, check out all the Steel trimmers and accessories. Stop in our West Plains and Thayer stores today and save.
Herschfeed and Farm Supply since 1974. Herschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We come back. They made that a 30-second instead of a 60-second timeout. Travel violation will be the call and a turnover on the Blackhawks, Marquise Lewis. Now the Grizzlies have it. A three would make it a 10-point game. There's 30 seconds to go in the first half. White dribbles right, gets it to Zaheem. Back on the right wing to the corner. Urji, open three, is good. Urji Hanami splashed one from the right corner. That makes it a 10-point game, 37-27. Right side, here's Fields out to the point. Set shot for a long three is good. Inslee Carroll right at the halftime horn, and that's how we go in halftime, down by 13. 40-27, Blackhawks with the lead. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll go over the scoring. Halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. And new beginnings and endless possibilities. And we'll get to halftime coming up in a moment on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with...
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, we come back here. Next week, it's going to be a busy week as the Grizzlies will have three games. We'll be playing the first home game of the season Tuesday night when Linkier Prep will come to West Plains from Branson. They're always very good. And that'll be a tough first game opponent for the Grizzlies. That's kind of a, anymore, that's become sort of a traditional start to the home season. And then after that, The Grizzlies will be playing at Moberly next Friday. And I need to confirm exactly what our time is going to be as far as tip-offs are concerned. We have one, I think, 1 o'clock start. Now, that may be the start time against Wabash, and that would be next Friday. Let me look, and I will tell you. There we go. Yep, we play Wabash on Friday, November 8th, Wabash Valley College at the Midwest JUCO Challenge at Moberly. So we'll play Wabash at 1 o'clock Friday. And then a week from today, a 4 o'clock start time at Moberly, when the Grizz will play the Southwestern Illinois College Ball Club. SWIC is one of those teams that we've seen in a limited capacity down through the years, but a team that we have played, and they're normally a pretty competitive team, so we'll see what happens. Last night, season opened not just for the Grizzlies, but for other teams in Region 16. State Fair won, Moberly won. Moberly beat Coffeyville last night at home by 4. And let's see, who else? Three Rivers, they beat Dyersburg. And Mineral Area just got wiped out in their season opener. So yesterday, the region teams were 3-2 in the win-loss column. And we'll get a glimpse of Moberly next weekend. They're obviously going to be pretty good again this year. But the region as a whole, it's there for someone to take either first or second place, I would guess, in the league this year with the players that teams have lost, those coming back, all that sort of thing, and the way the Grizzlies are equipped. If we can put this thing together by the first of the year and then get into the region season, we'll have a shot. And, of course, the higher you finish in the regular season standings, the better situated you are for the postseason tournament. And try to stay, you want to at least be in the top three to stay out of the play-in game. So, coming back in 2 minutes, the second half will be ready to start. Let's see if the Grizzlies can get off to a good start here in the second half, get this thing down to single digits, and then make a run at the Blackhawks. 40-27 is the halftime score. We're back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's time to fire it up for fall with a full line of Steel Outdoor products. Save $50 on select AK battery sets and save $50 on select blowers and chainsaws. Plus, check out all the Steel trimmers and accessories. Stop in our West Plains and Thayer stores today and save.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, ready to go for the second half. I just realized something. I was doing some quick math. I'm going to try and make sure that it is correct. But the Grizzlies are just four games from playing their program's 1,000th game. Let's see, is that correct? Yep. Well, actually, counting this one, we're 3 games away. So our game a week from today at Moberly against Southwestern Illinois will be game number 1,000 in the program's history. All right, second half ready to go at half court. The Blackhawks have it. They also have a 13-point lead at 40-27. Grizzlies start the half with the starters. Well, that's not exactly true. We've got a little bit of a change there. Pass underneath, bad pass, throw it away. Turnover, Blackhawks to start the half. And that's a good sign. The Grizzlies zone gave them some trouble. They tried to make a high-risk pass, and it went out of bounds. So, 40-27, Grizzlies with Zane Jackson, Ryan Richardson. Blaine Harris is out there to start this half, and that's a change. Lionel Chumwemba and Urji Hanami. That's the 5 right now. Z out front, crossover, pull-up, 17-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound goes long and picked up by Southeastern on the left baseline. In the paint, catch by Hooks, lays it up off the board, good. That was Grant. Guy Grant with his second field goal. 42-27. Blaine Harris drives, bounce pass in to Jackson, trap, point, left point, 3 ball, good. Ryan Richardson, unguarded. He's got 6. 42-30. Right point, Inslee Carroll. He's been a pain in the neck for the Grizzlies today. Down the key, Lewis passes after he lost his footing to the corner. On the right side, Grant has it. Dribbles baseline, pulls up. Left-hand jump shot, no good. Rebound, Urji Hanami, who got fouled over the back by Lewis, but no call. Now at the front side, left side that is, in the front court. Right side, Richardson. Jab step, he's guarded by the 6'7" forward over here. Here's a 3 on the wing, no good. Tipped up, tipped out, far to the corner. Hustle after it, out of bounds. Grizzly ball with 18:06 to play and a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Jalen Hooks is trying to guard Ryan Richardson. I got to think that Ryan could get around him. Here's the inbound play, low block. Lionel Chumwemba outside, Urji. They'll move it to the left side now, to the corner. Zaheem Jackson with it. Keeps the dribble outside to Urji Hanami. Crossover, drives the lane all the way. Blocked shot. Blocked away by Hooks. Taken away by Southeastern. Left wing shot is up for 3, and it's good. Shamar Avant got 13. 45-30. The Grizzlies have just had a hard time scoring in this game. Richardson drives all the way in, goes up for the shot, blocked out by Grant. And he'll stay with the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker comes in. And Riley will take Blaine Harris' spot. Here's the inbound play. Whistle, holding foul. Holding foul is going to be called against Southeastern. Second foul on Makai Grant. First foul of the second half. Inbound play, Grizzlies with the ball trailing by 15. Zaheem Jackson will hand it to Ryan Richardson on the right wing. Crossover dribble, fake, drives in, gets double teamed. Fall away, jump shot, no good. Put back by Lionel, no good. Rebound comes long. Riley Whitaker's got a three at the left point. Good. Riley Whitaker. First bucket of the ball game today. 45-33. Back to a 12-point game. It's hard to get stops against a good team just in general, but you hate to put yourself in a position where you got to get a bunch of stops. Here's a three from the wing. No good. Rebound Lewis. And a push-off foul will be called on the Grizzlies. Probably. And it is on 15. That's Zaheem Jackson. Number two on Zaheem. And it'll be Blackhawk basketball as Javian Downey will come in for Urji Hanami. Grizzlies in the white today. Blackhawks in the black. Inbound play in the corner. Open shot. Grant for a two. No good. And rebounding over the back was Carroll. Forces the shot. No good. And the rebound to Ryan Richardson. And the Grizzlies have control. Not for the faint of heart if you want a rebound. Catch and shoot for Riley for three. No good. In the right corner. Up the left side now. Carroll to the corner. Lewis has it. Dribbles over the lane. Now to the right corner. Stepping back. Avance has it. He keeps the dribble alive. Lob pass over the top to the left corner. Carroll in the lane. Fall away from 13 is good. Inslee Carroll. Good player. 47-33. Three left side and no good. And the ball is going to be tipped long and out of bounds. Oh, Grizzlies got a break there. That ball looked like Lionel Kamwimba diving after it, kept it alive, but it looked like he touched it last. But it's going to be Grizzly ball. Sullivan back in the lineup. Isaiah Sullivan for the Blackhawks. It'll be Grizzly ball at midcourt. Shane Glass back in the game for the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker at the right point. Riley in the corner. Glass cuts underneath. Up and under shot. Haynes shoots. Got fouled. He'll shoot two with 15:41 to go. Shane Glass is really... The ceiling for this kid is so high. He's got a chance to be a really special player. Freshman from West Monroe, Louisiana. He is a tough-minded kid. Free throw. First try is no good. Jaden Roach will give Lionel Kamwimba a break. Jaden Roach, Sean Glass. Next one is also no good, 0 for 2. Riley Whitaker, Javian Downey, and Ryan Richardson. That's the five right now. To the high post, turnaround, face-up shot. Good. We call him Zay. His name's Isaiah Sullivan, his first basket. 49-33. Richardson out high. Spin to the middle. Kicks it far corner. Riley's got a three, and it's good. A foul on the play, and the basket will count. Riley was in the right corner. Caught it, shot it, got fouled. Jalen Hooks, who's been guarding Riley, closed out, but Riley got the shot off. And it's a 3+1. Thirteen-point game, could be a 12-point game again. Riley for a four-point play, and it's good. We're about three stops from being right back in the middle of this thing. Right point, Carroll will dribble down. Pulls up. Left-hand fall-away jumper is good. That kid can play. I'm here to tell you. He had Brian Richardson guarding him, who's about 4 inches taller. And the fadeaway, couldn't get a hand on that. Richardson drives the baseline. Skip pass right corner. Sean Glass got a three look, and it's good. Sean Glass now with 9, 41-40. It's an 11-point game. On the left side, in the left corner. Dribbling across the top, and the lean-in shot up and good by the tall, lanky Zay Sullivan. He's got a couple of quick ones. Sullivan, 6'7", sophomore from Bridgeport, Connecticut. They've got about four really good 6'7 kids on this team. 1, 6'9. Down the key. Richardson drives in. Shoots no good. And we'll get a blocking foul call on the Blackhawks. That'll be a third foul call on Shamir Avance. And Ryan Richardson will shoot some free throws here for the Grizzlies. Clock stopped at 13:49 to go. First free throw, no good. When you're trying to catch up, that's a killer. Here in this half, the Grizzlies are 1-for-4 from the free throw line. That's 7-for-12 for the game. .13:49 left. Grizzlies down 53-40. Free throw again, good by Ryan Richardson. Jonathan White will check in. We'll see if he can stay up with and guard Inslee Carroll. He'll pick him up at midcourt. Jonathan's quick enough to stay up with him. We'll see if he can. Inslee Carroll gets by him, drives the lane. A little scoop shot, no good. Whistle, and boy, what a horrible foul. Let me rephrase that. A horrible foul call. Lionel Kamwimba was just standing there, and Inslee Carroll tried to go around him, jumped into him, flipped the shot up, and he got bailed out with a two-shot foul call. So Lionel gets the foul, his first. Inslee Carroll. Free throw shooter. First one is good. One more try with 13:34 to go. Good. Inslee Carroll now has 18 points. He leads all scorers. Jonathan White on the left side. Left corner, Sean Glass with a three, no good. Rebounded by Lewis. Marquise Lewis in the front court now. Grady Martin to the point. Lewis has it out front. Blaine Harris guarding him. Out front. Singleton now in the left corner. Here's a three from Martin, no good. Rebounded by the Grizzlies. Jonathan White brings it up. Behind the back dribble, takes it in, kicks it across, nearly stolen. It's going to be taken by Javian Downey, who's double teamed. Bounces in the corner. Javian, make that Jonathan White for a three. No good. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Blackhawks. And Grizzly ball with 20 on the shot clock. 55-41. We're not necessarily in it, but we can still see some taillights. A couple of quick baskets could change that. Still a lot of time left. 12:43 to go in the ball game. Jake Sage back in the lineup for the Grizzlies. Bounce pass in the corner. Nearly, it is stolen. Taken away on a reach in there on the inbound pass by Jalen Kane. Martin will drive the lane, and a reach-in foul on Javian Downey. Stops things at 12:27. First foul on Javian. Here's the inbound play. Carroll will throw it in for Southeast. He gets the ball inbound. to Sullivan. Sullivan drives the lane, puts it up, scores, and foul basket will count. And he just took Blaine Harris to the rim. And there wasn't much to be done on that play. Blaine Harris can pick up his second foul. The basket counts. So Sullivan gets the bucket and one. ...57-41 and no good. Rebound to Downey. All the way down, right-hand scoop shot, no good. Whistle, blocking foul call on Hooks, I believe. Nope, it'll be on Grant. Kai Grant will be called for his third foul. Neither team in the bonus, five against the Blackhawks, four on the Grizzlies. Right now, the Grizzlies have Jake Sage, Riley Whitaker, Lionel Kimwimba, Jonathan White, and Javian Downey. First of two is good. Zaheem Jackson will check in for the Grizzlies in a little bit. Here comes the next free throw try, and it is good. So Javian goes out of the ball game. They'll sub in for him. Well, Jake Sage is right back out there now. Bounce pass on the side. Profit Fields to the high post. Sullivan on the right side, right hand running floater off the glass, no good. Rebound, Lionel Kimwimba. Zaheem Jackson on the wing. We'll see if we can get a three here and maybe tighten this. Back to 11. Jonathan White, 15 on the shot clock on the left sideline. Guarded by Brady Martin. Goes right by him, lost the ball. Turnover, Grizzlies. That is only the second turnover of the second half on the Grizzlies after having 14 in the first half. ...11:28 to play. 57-43. You're going to cut into it. It has to start down here at this end, the defensive end. Sullivan in the left corner. Pull up. Jump shot from 15. No good. Good block off. And chasing it down, Zaheem Jackson for the Grizzlies. Good block off by Lionel Kimwimba that time. Z will drive in, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two. The foul is against Jalen King in his second foul for Southeastern. There's one good thing about this. Taking the ball to the basket when you're down, like we are by 14. You draw fouls, that stops the clock. You can score with the clock not moving. And when you're down by 14, that's a big deal. Zaheem Jackson. Free throws. First one, no good. Not going to matter if you can't make those. We've got to start making our free throws. Zaheem Jackson is one out of three from the line today. He has 5 points. Nothing here in the second half yet. Next free throw is no good. And the rebound is taken away by Riley Whitaker in a jump ball call. It'll be Grizzly basketball. The rebounder for Southeast had it with two hands over his head. Riley was standing behind him, and he just tied it up. Inbound play. Zaheem gets it in. Kimwimba back to Zaheem. They'll move it to the left wing. Three ball. Whitaker, no good. And way up in the air for the rebound with Sullivan. And a foul is going to be called on the Grizzlies. Lionel Kimwimba. They're going to say he undercut him while he was in the air. Second foul on Lionel. Jaden Roach. Is back in the lineup for the Grizzlies. Blaine Harris back in for Riley Whitaker. Lionel came out. Jaden came in. 57-43. Out front, left side. To the high post. Sullivan, back he goes, left point. Open shot for a three. No good. Rebounded by Southeast, but they throw the ball away. Richardson, left side, left corner. Sean Glass got a three look. Off the side iron, won't fall. Rebound tipped long to the corner. And Prophet Fields comes up with it. Over on the right side now. Sullivan, Fields at the left point, guarded by Sean. Sean Glass pass into the middle, layup up and good as they get the ball inside to Jalen Kane. That's his first basket. 9:59 to go in the ball game. Full timeout on the floor. The halftime difference was 13. Now it's 16. 59-43 back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Let's see if we can tighten this ball game up a little bit. We still got plenty of time to do it. It'll be Grizzly basketball in the backcourt. On offense, Sean Glass up high right side. Brady Martin guarding him, and he can't guard him. Here's a pass on the wing. He gets the ball over here to Sean. Now on the left wing, Urzi's got a three. Won't fall. Rebounded high in the air to pull it down. Was Sullivan. Back comes Southeast. At the point, Sullivan to the left wing. Fields curls over the top all the way across. Right hand runner is good. Prophet has six. Cross-court pass, front court, left side. Ryan Richardson, one bounce to the right wing. Down the key, Sean Glass, fadeaway from 12 feet, in and out. Rebound will be picked up by Urji Hanami. Back out to Sean. He's got a three look at it. That won't go. And the rebound over the top, taken away by Southeast and controlled by Jalen Kane. Left baseline now of the Blackhawks, up 61-43. In the right corner, put it on the floor. Drive in, right-hand runner won't go. Rebound, put back is good by Isaiah Sullivan. 63-43. Glass, right wing, Urji, baseline. Left corner, Blaine Harris got a three look, and that won't go. And the rebound pulled away by Isaiah Sullivan again for the Blackhawks. Point game, pass to the low block, shot up, no good by Justin Sims, down the lineup for Southeast. Fouls on Ryan Richardson, his first foul. Let's So Sims will shoot two. Fouled in the act of shooting. The first try, good. John Glass out. And who else came out that time for the Grizzlies? Jaden Roach. Free throw again, good again. 65-43. 8:14 to go. Full court pressure by Southeast. Blaine Harris up the middle. Left side, back over to Blaine. Beats this guy on the dribble all the way in. Right hand high off the board and good. Blaine Harris, first basket. 65-45 in the lane. Spinning to the hoop. Up and good by Jalen Hooks. He has 8 points as he got that 6-7 frame to the low block. Spun and got closer to the basket. And scored between two defenders. 67-45. Right point, Urgy. Curls over the top. Back to the left corner. Ryan is open for a three and shot an air ball. It may have jammed the thumb of Prophet Field. They come back the other way. Get away. Nope, they didn't get away with a walk. Markeesh Lewis stopped. Pulled a pivot. Drug his pivot foot. Didn't get called for that, but then he decided to lean a little further, and then he did get called. Southeastern now with 9 turnovers in the ball game. The Grizzlies have 16. That gap at the half was 14-5. Now in the front court, double team the ball, cross it over. Left side, Whitaker. High post, Jalen Heisen is in there for the Grizzlies. Down the key, back left corner. Heisen's going to shoot a three, and it's good. Attaboy. So Jalen makes his first bucket as a Grizzly. First points as a Grizzly. Jalen Heisen from Trinidad and Tobago. Pass low block. Here's a shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Hooks. They'll get another crack at it. 6:40 to go. Down 20. 67-47. On the baseline. Grant will hand it off. A drive to the basket. Laid up and good. A. Vance will get the bucket. And now 69-47. Richardson in the lane. No good. Grant gets the rebound for the Hawks. Driving across the lane. Ball stolen away. Heisen gets it up ahead. Urgy all the way. Lays it up and good. And he got fouled on the play. The basket will count for Urgy Hanami. Personal foul on Inslee Carroll. Only two on him. That's 5 points for Urgy Hanami, plus a free throw coming up. Urgy Hanami. And good. 3-point play for Urge. He's got six. 69-50. We're down to 6 minutes to play. Southeastern is very good. And we're going to take a resounding L here today. And 0 for 2 for the weekend. But you don't get any better playing bad teams. We've seen that before. That is fool's gold. You only get better playing good opponents. And these two up here this weekend have been very good. Prophet Fields dribbles out on the inbound play for Southeastern. Pull-up shot from 15, no good. No one went to the board and blocked off the big guy, Masai Grant, and he was all alone, laid it in on the putback. 71-50. Pressure in the backcourt. Loose basketball stolen by Southeast. And we got a whistle. Shot clock did not reset, I don't think. Nope. So they reset the shot clock at 26.
Shot clock not reset properly.
An inbound play. Out on the left point, Grizzlies in the 2-3 zone. Left side in the corner. Jab step, he'll go to his right. Hooks up and under shot, up and good. Jalen Hooks has 10. 73-50. Full court pressure. I'm glad they're doing this because we need to see some of this and get ready for it as the year goes on. But the Grizzlies break the press. Now in the right corner, right side. Here's a three. Jake Sage. Good. Hit the side iron, hit the backboard, and then fell through. Jake's first three of the day. He has 5 points. Back to a 20-point game, 73-53. Hooks at the left elbow. Curls over the top. Right-hand drive up and good. Hooks 6'7". Riley Whitaker is 6'3", and that's not a fair matchup. Up the right side, Sage dribbles to the baseline. A little floater is blocked by Hook. Pass up ahead, Prophet Field. Left side, bounce low block. Turn, Grant fakes inside, goes up with the left hand, lays it in. Grant has 8, 77-53, 24-point lead. Riley Whitaker, low block, bad pass, stolen. We'll get it now to the guard, Prophet Fields, with 3:25 to play. Inside pass, fed across, through the legs, through the hands, out of bounds of Makai Grant. So the Grizzlies have thrown it away 17 times, and now Southeastern commits their 10th turnover. Now, as you follow the top 25 in Division I junior college basketball, you'll find Southeastern's going to be in the top 25 this year. You can bank on that. Sean Glass, left corner. Ergy shoots a three. In and out. No good. Southeast with it with 3 minutes to play. We'll talk with Jared Fay, name our Grizzly player of the game for today, when this is all over. It'll be over in 2 minutes, 48 seconds. On the left side, Prophet Fields, bangs, gets in, bounces across, and a two-handed dunk shot for Makai Grant. Ethan Smith will drive the lane. He goes up, and he got fouled on the shot by Makai Grant. That'll be his fourth. Ethan Smith will go to the free throw line. I think I said this yesterday, but we haven't had many players from the state of Maryland. He's one. He's from Laurel, Maryland. First free throw is no good by Ethan Smith. He'll get one more try. Next free throw is good. And while we did okay at the free throw line first half, we have not done okay in the second half. High post. Here's a turn and face shot by Sullivan. No good. High in the air for the rebound. Sean Glass. 2:12 to go. Ethan Smith out on the right side. Hands it off. Off the screen, Jake Sage. They double team him. Behind the back pass out. Ethan Smith attacks the basket. Gets cut off. Throws the ball away. Turnover, Grizzlies. Ethan got cut off on his drive, turned to throw it to the corner, and lost his balance and threw it up into the fourth row. Under 2 minutes to go. '79-'54. Blackhawks just running time here. The right elbow. Up fake. Sullivan drives in. Puts it up. No good. Got fouled by Roach. Jaden Roach will be called for his second foul. Here in the second half, the Grizzlies have shot 12 free throws. And we've made six. We shot 57% yesterday. And we did shoot 6-for-8 in the first half. That makes us 12 out of 20 for the day. Free throw, good. Sullivan makes the first free throw, make it 80-54 with a minute 42 to go. And the next one is good.
Free throw is good.
81-54. Left side, Jonathan White shoots a three. No good. Tipped over, picked up by Roach for the Grizzlies. And now ball out of bounds, trying to save it from going out of bounds. But Jonathan White couldn't get to it in time. 81-54. Minute 26. Imagine they'll hold it for most of the shot clock. Grizzlies have Jonathan White, Jalen Heisen, Sean Glass, Ethan Smith, and Jaden Roach out there. Jump shot, no good. Rebounded by the Grizzlies, a minute 10 to go. Jonathan White, right wing. Sean Glass spins against the defense. And on the wing now, Ethan Smith. Goes by his guy, puts it up, no good. Two-hand put back is good by Jaden Roach. That's the way to follow. Jaden's first basket, 81-56. High post, Sullivan with 43 seconds to go for Southeastern. Puts it on the deck and a late whistle as Jaden leaned on Sullivan and he fell to the floor. So it'll be a 1-1 with 40 seconds to go. Third foul call on Jaden Roach. And he will come out for Riley Whitaker with 40 seconds left. Don's Auto Service Player of the Game and our post game with Jared Fay as soon as this game is over. Free throw, no good. Grizzlies have control. Jonathan White splits the D, lost the ball, got it back over, and Ethan Smith stepped out of bounds. '81-56. Fields gets it across. They're not going to shoot again. 14 seconds to go. We're not going to foul them. So your final score is going to be 81-56 as Southeastern Iowa Community College starts the year with a 2-0 start. And the Grizzlies start 0-2. 81-56 the final score. We will be joined here in just a moment by the head coach of the Grizzlies, Jared Faith. Our Grizzly player of the game for today, let's make it Ryan Richardson. He led the scoring. He had 10 points. I'll take that back. Let's make Sean Glass our player of the game. Ryan had 7 points. Sean had 9. So he'll be our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Get ready for winter. Make sure those tires are in working order with Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Back with Coach Fay in 1 minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
81-56 is the final here today from Burlington, Iowa. Jared Fay over here to my right, and the Grizzlies start out 0-2 up here in Iowa. You know, one word we didn't say and hadn't even mentioned from the game yesterday, today, until this game is played, neither one of us mentioned the word turnover. And that was a bugaboo and a half last year, and today it really jumped up and bit us. We had 19 of them.
Yeah, and we have 12 in the first half, I believe. At least that's what I thought. And told the guys at halftime, we did definitely did talk about it. But, you know, 7-7, seemed like maybe this can be a really good game. And we had three straight turnovers, and, of course, they scored on all of them. That's what they do. Credit to them. They, you know, running, pressing, coming into this game, they didn't do that. They just got back and guarded really hard, used their athleticism. And so, you know, a lot of credit to them. But the reason we scheduled these two games, we knew these would be tough, two of the best teams in the country, is because we get to play them again in a couple weeks and kind of see where we're at in a couple weeks from now and give us a barometer to work for.
We really, and maybe the turnover thing and the scoring thing were related, but we went on such a drought scoring-wise. And once you get into that big a hole, when you get 18 down or whatever, then you got, not only do you need to score, but you've got to stop them. And that is really hard against good teams.
Yeah, and they're going to score. And I thought we had some really good looks that we just didn't hit tonight, you know, from that standpoint. Jake Sage yesterday, you know, couldn't miss and had some good looks today. Riley hit a couple big ones for us. But, you know, some of them are, you know, open shots. You probably got to hit if you're going to crawl back in. But a lot of things, I think, to learn from this.
And a hard game to open the home schedule next Tuesday night. Link Gear Prep will be there for Zizzard Night. They're always good. They've got players from all over the country, don't they?
Yeah, scrappy team. We're excited to have the Zizzards in town, and their season's getting ready to kick off. And, of course, I'm a little partial to them. I got a freshman who's a Zizzard. In fact, I told Carson before we came up here, I said, now, we might go 0-2, and it doesn't mean we're a bad basketball team. That's how tough a trip this is, but we're excited to have the Zizzards here with us Tuesday.
And then, of course, next weekend we'll be in Moberly. We'll play Wabash on Friday and then play Swick on Saturday. And by the way, and I'll mention it again, next Saturday against Swick will be the 1,000th game in the history of Grizzly basketball.
Oh, wow. Did not know that. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, just happened to stumble upon that. So, but we go 0-2. Did we get out of these two games pretty healthy otherwise?
Yeah, we did, and that was kind of a point of emphasis. You know, Zaheem's had kind of a hamstring, so we decided about 10-minute mark, second half, to shut him down. And Jaden's been kind of dealing with some things here and there. And, yeah, we're healthy, and, you know, we've got quite a few guys that can get out there and play, so it's my job to figure out which ones should be out there the most.
All right, we're just getting started. A lot of games to go. Thanks, guys.
Right,
appreciate
Charlie.
It. Yep. All right, Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies here. On our post game, the final score is 81-56. And let's go down the score. I mentioned that Sean Glass is going to be our Don's Auto Service player of the game. He had 9 points. He was the leading scorer in the ball game. Ryan Richardson for the Grizzlies finished today with 7. Zaheem Jackson really started well, but as Coach Fay was alluding to that hamstring injury, he had 5 in the first half but did not score in the second half. Urji Hunami finished today with 6. Ethan Smith had 4. Lionel Kamwimba with 3 points. Javian Downey with 4. Jaden Roach with 2. 2 for Blaine Harris. 7 for Riley Whitaker. 5 points for Jake Sage and three for Jalen Heisen, getting his first play of the year. Leading scorer in the basketball game was Inslee Carroll. He finished the day with 18 points to lead the Blackhawks to the victory. They start 2-0. The Grizzlies will be at home next Tuesday night. As Coach Bay said, it'll be Zizzer night. Everybody at West Plains, students, faculty, come on out. You get in for free to see the Zizzers play. The Zizzer Pride Band will be performing. It'll be a fun night and a tough game, and the Grizzlies get to play on their home court next Tuesday against Linkier Prep. In this one, the final score again, Southeastern Iowa wins it over the Grizzlies, 81-56.